Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Three people died in a fiery crash Saturday morning. Around 10:35, the Sauk County Communications Center received a call for a single vehicle traffic accident on Coon Bluff Road, just north of County Highway P in Dolona Township. Preliminary reports indicated that a vehicle was northbound on Coon Bluff Road at a high rate of speed, lost control, and entered a wooded area. The vehicle immediately started on fire. During the investigation, it was discovered there were three occupants in the vehicle. All three subjects sustained fatal injuries. Names of the deceased are being withheld at this time. This incident remains under investigation by the Sauk County Sheriff's Department. Delton Fire, Dells Delton, EMS, and the Sauk County Coroner's Office assisted the Sheriff's Department at the scene. A community forum was held in Richland Center this week to update residents about the Richland School District, Simons Recreation Complex, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, the City of Richland Center, and Richland County. The main consensus among the panel was that demographics, as well as housing and construction, are hurting the community. Mayor Todd Coppernall.
What I want you to know is that the root issue that has put your city, your county, your school district, your township, your village, under tremendous financial pressure, the root problem is at the state level. And that's because they're not reacting to it. So they passed this law 14, 15 years ago, before all this inflation. So you go pay your bills with a little bit more than 15 years ago money after all of this happened to the cost of everything. That's where we're all at. So then you look at your budget and you say, the state mandates things like police, fire, ambulance, all makes sense. Streets, right, makes sense. Government should provide those things. But in this conversation, those are things that can't be cut from the budget. They shouldn't be, but the point is you can't. So when cost of police, fire, ambulance, streets went up like everything else as much as it did, it now takes up most of your tax money, if not all of it.
All entities are working on a common problem, funding. Coppernall stated the culprit for not getting more funding from the state goes back to Act 10 with the phrase net new construction.
So how much new construction do you think we're going to get out here just organically? We didn't get the interstate. We are not Madison or La Crosse. We are not really a suburb of either one. We are exactly halfway between them in the hills. So that net new construction thing, it's like they were messing with us. If you think about that, we have to go get everything that gets built here. We have to lobby for it and fight for it. So there's three new homes under construction in Richland Center right now, which is like the most we've had at one time in forever, and it's three. I'm in my 6th year as mayor, I can think of 10 new homes, which is a dramatic uptick from where it was in the 5 years before that. And that was really hard to get because 33%, almost 34% of the acreage in our city has been labeled as floodplain by FEMA. It means you can't build there. You know you can't get water pressure to the top of these hills? And what are we surrounded by? Steep hills, right? You can't build up there. And you don't want them to. We don't want to lose our wooded hillsides. There are, that's what we are in our beautiful place. So where do you build? And everybody says, but mayor, it's so easy where you build. Build over there. That's floodplain. I didn't know that. Build over there. That guy won't sell his land. We've asked 5 times. So tell me again how easy it is to find places to build, because we've only been doing this for years, trying to figure it out. It doesn't work like that. If it was that easy, it would already be built, because we know what we need and we've been trying to get it built. It's very difficult here. So you build where you can, because you have to, because the law says you have to. Because if you don't build new things, you don't get new money. Through the law they passed with the phrase net new construction, nobody here is responsible for that.
He urged everyone in attendance to contact their state representatives.
Tell your representatives at the state to get on the stick, to wake up to what they're doing to rural parts of their own state, because they're strangling us, all of us. Under this net new construction mess, we need $40 million in new property in a year. If I have your attention now, that's because I did it on purpose, to make sure you know what we're all dealing with. And when I say we, I mean everybody you can see up here right now. because we have been for years. It just reached that point where I have to say it as directly as I can, because we got to get your attention, guys. You're going to have to tell your city, your county, your schools, mostly your city and county, what you want them to be, what you want them to provide, because everything you've known them to provide is under assault by state law mixed with inflation. So everything that's been provided will not be provided. Some things can't be provided because cuts have to be made.
We'll hear from other panelists in later newscasts. New changes have officially gone into effect for Wisconsin's Supplemental Nutrition Program for women, infants, and children. According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, the changes implemented to the WIC program on Monday will offer recipients expanded food choices, more options for special diets, and additional support for healthy eating habits. Among the changes are an extra $3 for fruits and vegetables, more options for infant foods, and more whole grain options for women who are pregnant, breastfeeding, or postpartum. A pair of Democratic state lawmakers have introduced legislation to guarantee residents the right to access contraceptives. State Senator Dianne Hesselbein and State Representative Lisa Subek introduced the Right to Contraception Act on Friday. The proposed bill would prohibit state or local government entities from implementing any laws that would make it more difficult for residents to obtain contraceptives or information. The state legislation is similar to federal legislation on contraception access that was introduced earlier this year. A group of Republican state lawmakers have introduced legislation to legalize the use of medical marijuana. The proposed legislation would create a new state program allowing growers, processors, labs, and dispensaries to obtain a license to legally produce and sell medical marijuana. The bill would also establish safeguards to ensure only people who have a medical need for it can gain access to it. The lawmakers say people with chronic illness should not need to cross state lines to try alternative medicines. Medical marijuana is legal at some level in most other states. With the federal student aid application period opening in October, a Wisconsin nonprofit is reminding residents of the services they offer to help borrowers across the state. The Wisconsin Coalition on Student Debt, or Debt Smart, seeks to help Wisconsin students navigate the loan process with free practical tools and a helpline. Organization officials also say Wisconsin residents have a lower than average amount of student loan debt, but there's still a great deal of confusion around pandemic-related forbearances and changes to income-driven repayment plans. The Kiwanis Club of Richland Center will be holding a pancake supper this evening. The all-you-can-eat pancake supper will be held from 5 to 7 at the Richland Center Community Center. Richland Center City Utilities Water Department is again flushing water mains this week. Today's schedule includes Burton Street to the Highway 14 bypass and Main Street to the east. Also included today will be the Booster Station area, Story Drive, Summit Drive, the east end of 7th and 8th Streets, Cedar Street, Valley View Drive, and 2nd to 4th Streets east of Cedar Street. During flushing, the entire water system, not just the day's covered flushing zones, may experience rusty or cloudy water and may have reduced water pressure. The water is safe to drink, but could discolor clothes when washing.
We had a lot of fancy dresses, some prom dresses.